This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 27, the glory of the Son of Man. Our reading comes from Daniel chapter 7. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Then I continued to watch because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain, and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beasts had been stripped of their authority, but were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days, and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. God created human beings in his image to rule over creation, but our experience is often more of frustration and futility than ruling like royalty, and we often do more damage than good in our use of the earth and its resources. We long to be capable of competently ordering, guiding, and shaping the world as God intended. But, as fallen creatures in a fallen world, how can we exercise dominion? We can barely keep our own closets organized. Still, God has created a world where human beings are intended to rule and have dominion. In the vision of Daniel 7, we're introduced to a human being, a son of man, who is given authority, glory, and sovereign power from God, the Ancient of Days. His kingdom is international, everlasting, and indestructible. In the New Testament, Jesus often calls himself the Son of Man, and this title could be mistaken for a humble claim, implying that a Son of Man is just a regular human being. But with the backdrop of Daniel 7, we see how audacious this title is. Often, Jesus uses it in reference to his authority, to forgive sins, as Lord of the Sabbath, and to return one day in glory. In Jesus, God's plan for human dominion is restored. He intends to share this kingdom with us. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, Son of Man, give us faith to grasp your glory and sovereign power, and grant that we might share in your kingdom's coming. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.